It's so cheery, isn't it? For those of you who are unaware, as I was about a minute and a half ago, that's the Julia Childs theme song.
Did she ever go camping and cook over an open fire?
I don't know that she did.
You know
she
what we should have?
Of cooking,
like in baseball, we should have walk-up music.
Yeah, right.
And so this, on certain days, could be right. Hillary's. On certain days.
Hillary like in the today. Kitchen.
Yeah, Hillary in the kitchen. This was more Dean in the kitchen, though. Mm-hmm. So we were camping over the weekend, went up to Lake Superior, Ashland, Bayfield area. It was absolutely spectacular.
Bayfield's great. I got pulled over there.
Hey. Oh, congratulations.
Appreciate the state trooper who is keeping everyone safe.
Mm-hmm. We did not get pulled over, thankfully. So anyways, we're camping in Washburn. It's lovely. When we go camping, my husband loves to cook. He says that what he likes about camping is just poking a stick at a fire and puttering. Okay.
Fun.
Because he doesn't just sit ever. Mm-hmm. Love him. Drives me crazy. Anyways, but if he can use that for good and make us food, I'm totally fine with that. Well, that's what he did this weekend. So we have like a Dutch oven, a cast iron pot. And the first night, like, and we're getting ready to go camping, and he's just like throwing random stuff. He goes down, he looks at the pantry and just throws random stuff. And I can't cook like that, but he can.
Okay.
So it's a weird conglomeration of ingredients. It ends up being something he likes to call taco pie.
Oh.
Taco pie. I saw the picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
So what is it? What is
so
it?
So this was like a wild pie. Rice blend with black beans and ground beef with taco seasoning all blended together that tasted amazing. And then he whipped up some cornbread mix, you know, some cornbread stuff, and poured that over the top.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Oh,
solid.
So good.
This seems like something if you were in a rustic restaurant that you probably could charge like $12 to $15
so
a plate
much money.
For.
Yes, it was delicious. So he puts it right in the campfire, and then he puts burning logs on top of like smoldering coals on top of it too, so it bakes from the top and the bottom. So that was delicious. Then he made campfire pizza. Again, in the Dutch oven. So what he did for that one is he took those Rhodes frozen dinner rolls, you know?
Yeah.
And when you throw them in a cooler, they turn into what we like to call a dough pillow over time.
So
you wait till they're nice and risen, you know, which only takes a couple of days when you're camping. And he lined the bottom of the cast iron thing with it, poured some sauce on there, some extra seasonings, Italian seasonings, pepperoni, cheese, baked that. Delicious.
I'm starting to realize more and more why you love camping
so
much.
I know.
Yeah, she's not cooking, and look at all these goodies.
That wasn't even the best one.
All right.
The best one was his dad's baked ziti with meatballs and dinner rolls.
It's like Olive Garden in the wilderness.
I know.
Today is National Hot Dog Day. You guys go camping. It's anything but just wieners.
My kids eat better camping than they do with me. So the baked ziti is like the pasta, the sauce, the meatballs, and then we had more of this dough left, so he just like put chunks of it on top and sprinkled a bunch of seasonings on it and baked it. Oh, man.
Wow.
So good.
With great camping comes great cooking responsibility.
When it was my night to cook, we went out for Mexican. So, you know, I'm just saying.
There you go.
It was delicious and fun, and we had such a great time. So, thanks,
well
guys.
Done, Dean. Yeah.
Well, for those who were with us last half hour, about 7:15, 7:20, Hillary with just all sorts of goodies
so
that her husband cooked
food.
Up over the campfire.
Yes.
Even though today's National Hot Dog Day, people typically think of campers going out and getting that. Well,
did you guys, you missed it. Yesterday was National Guinea Pig Appreciation Day.
We did not have that.
I'm
we
just
did not
saying.
We missed it. Wow.
Celebrate that.
Yes, for sure.
We celebrated.
This particular story sounds more like camping to me.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about the astronauts, right? The 50th anniversary of our landing on the moon coming up on Saturday. The astronauts, right? They'd have Tang. You just put it in and mix it up. Well, a company is going to make food out of thin air. Yeah, that's what Solar Foods plans to start doing next month. The company's created a protein powder made only from, get this now, electricity, water, and air.
How?
This sounds like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
And it doesn't sound very tasty as a meatball,
no.
Caleb. The CEO claims it's the most natural food and it doesn't have a taste.
How?
It should be raining cheeseburgers by now.
Water doesn't have a taste, but I mean, you kind of want your food to have a taste, don't you?
I I don't understand. It's like the replicators from Star Trek, you know, Earl Grey hot, and it just appears, except for without flavor and specific.
I'm just thinking of like that the huge dude in Star Wars, The Force Awakens, one half portion, who gives those things to Rey, and then she makes these awesome looking muffin cakes out of it.
Well,
by just mixing it with water.
Speaking of muffins, the powder is said to look like wheat flour. Huh. Solar Foods will make 1 kilogram a day, testing on everything from ice cream to meat. The hope is to have it on the shelves in 2 years. Might this be an answer to world hunger, though? I mean, we talk about...
Oh, yeah, I suppose. How do you make nothing from air, though? I mean, isn't that...
Electricity, water, and air. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm so confused by this.
Yeah.
It's gonna... I don't know. I'm afraid to eat it. It might... do bad things to me.
Like stick with your
cancer.
Baked ziti, huh?
I'm gonna stick with my campfire baked ziti and pizza and deliciousness that my husband made for us.
Well, out of camping. Ingredients.
Out of real ingredients. Like meatballs.
So this is the day 64 years ago that Disneyland opened for the first time, July 17th, 1955. Yeah. On what used to be 160 acres of orange groves in Anaheim, California.
Huh.
I've never been.
Really?
Of course, Disneyland.
I've not been to the California
I've been to California,
one,
but
yeah.
I've never been to any sort of Disney.
We went to Disney World in Orlando a few years ago. I was at Epcot back in the day. It's
yeah.
I think they've been a little bit successful, maybe,
they
you could probably say.
They're doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
And no one's ever died there.
We can go back here in the time machine to the day Walt Disney comes out. Just a short statement he's got to say at the kickoff of the park.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you.
Wow. He was quite the guy.
Visionary. 64 years ago.
Yeah. 64 years ago. Wow. Now I want to go back. We honeymooned at the Disney in Florida, so that was fun.
Your favorite Disney character?
I love the mouse, Mickey Raton.
Okay.
I like Mickey Mouse. But I like to call him Mickey Raton.
Since Pixar is absorbed by Disney and so is Star Wars, does that
open up sure. Yeah,
why not? I suppose. So. Now you're throwing a whole new level.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I do like Mickey, though.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb?
Buzz Lightyear, probably.
Oh, to infinity and beyond. How about you, Mark?
I really didn't have one. I just asked the question.
Oh.
You ask the questions, you don't have to answer them, right?
I wasn't prepared. Real quick, it's National Hot Dog Day. Do you know how many hot dogs? I know on your camping trip, amazing food. Catch the podcast.
We didn't eat
everything.
A single hot dog.
That's amazing. I mean, that's... But
so
you know how many hot dogs we eat as a country?
9 billion.
Yeah, how about double that and add another 2 billion?
What?
Yeah,
20 billion hot dogs.
You know what that works out to? Each of us, each American, 325 million of us, eat about 70 hot dogs a year.
Really?
And let's face it, that seems like more than I think I'm scarfing down.
That's
so somebody else
about
is
right.
Joey Chestnut
is probably
you know what we have okay.
Killing the meme there.
Years ago, I found this item at a store. It's a hot dog toaster. Okay. Mm-hmm. I asked for it for Christmas. My husband thought I was crazy, but he got me that hot dog toaster. I use it. It's so cool. You put two hot dogs in it. There's two little round holes you put the hot dogs in, and then there's two like crescent kind of shaped ones on the end where you put the buns in, and you put it down, and it roasts the outside of your hot dog and toasts your bun. We use that hot dog toaster so much. There's absolutely, positively no way I only eat 70 hot dogs a year because they're so good that way.
If you give up working in radio, you could go sell hot dog toasters because you just sold me. I had no interest in it, and now I feel like I need one.
You know what? I should bring it in with some hot dogs and buns sometime, and we should make hot dogs.
Amazon Prime Days is done. I mean, what am I going to do?
You know what I learned to enjoy with hot dogs is where you purposely split them open and put some old American cheese in there and then melt that and then toast the bun like a George Foreman. And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, super good stuff.
Y'all are going to want to get some hot dogs now.
Send this segment to Oscar Mayer and they're going to maybe back the program.
I love my husband. Still shocked at how much we use our hot dog toaster. It's good stuff.
So I got to say, as the senior, I don't know if I'm not a senior citizen yet, but I got to say, my age is 55, and it allows me to initial discounts and more are on the way if I stay alive. But I use some emojis, but nowhere near as many as
I use
as
hardly
other folks.
Any really? Emojis ever.
Huh. But you're a very emotive person.
Yeah, but I can use my words instead of little pictures.
Caleb, emojis?
I know you use emojis with your wife.
I do. Honestly, I use emojis most when I don't want to take the time to respond because I have big, clumsy man Danish hands. And so if somebody says something and I don't want to say anything back because it will take too long for me to type it out.
Yeah,
seriously, if you get like a double thumbs up from me, it's probably just because
that little thumbs up button. I do use
it's
the
way
thumbs
quicker
up button.
Because and I'm not someone who like can double thumb text or whatever most people do. Like I'm a one hand texter and I'm a slow texter. So that's mainly what I use emojis
for. There's some time right where it's just like it's the right thing, it seems like.
I've not found that time.
Right. Well, today is World Emoji Day, okay?
Okay.
Apple is detailing some of the 59 emojis that they're going to be releasing, rolling out later on this fall. There are now, if you want to hold hands, you want to show that, 75 possible combinations of hand holding. There will also be a variety of disability-themed emojis like prosthetic limbs, wheelchairs, and a new guide dog.
Okay.
Animal
awesome.
Lovers are going to see a sloth, an orangutan, a skunk, and a flamingo. No mention of a guinea pig, but they must already have one.
I don't
Do they have a
know
guinea hen?
If they've had a guinea pig. They're very different. Guinea pigs and guinea hens are very different creatures, Caleb. They're not the same.
I know, but maybe it's...
Yeah. I like
and
a sloth,
on the way.
Though.
Food items also being updated with a waffle, a bulb of garlic.
Huh.
And a stick of butter.
I'm surprised the waffle and the butter weren't there.
Do you use a garlic emoji or
just trying
understand.
To ward off certain people.
Yeah, that's my only thing is I don't know in what context you would use that.
There are just so many emojis and I know people have their go-tos, but I don't know that most people actually use more than just a few, right?
Right.
Am I way off on that? I mean, I guess text us at 715-396-1067. If you communicate only in emoji, we'll try and interpret.
We'll do our best.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.